Hello and welcome to the podcast.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
So hope you had a brilliant Easter. Hope you enjoyed. We were talking about chocolate there a few minutes ago. Did you overindulge? Better still, did the kids overindulge? Yeah, chocolate being sneaked to the kids. Here, there and everywhere. Yeah, nannies and grandads showing up with Easter eggs. Yeah, of course the Easter bunny arriving as well. And you will not be surprised to find your kids acting a little bit different over the weekend, or possibly today. And all I could think about in our household over the weekend, when looking at the kids going, they're particularly full of energy. Ah, now I know what's happening. It's obvious.
The kids are on a sugar high. The kids are on a sugar high. The kids are on a sugar high. The kids are on a sugar high.
Sugar high.
The kids are on a sugar high. The kids are on a sugar high. The kids are on a sugar high. The kids are on a sugar high.
Remember, what goes up must come down. No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. Vic Reeves and the Wonder Stuff, Dizzy, Midlands 103's Peter Dunn with you. Good morning, hope you're well on this Thursday morning. So J-Lo had to rename her tour after reports of weak ticket sales. So Jennifer Lopez announced concerts for This Is Me Now in February, but then cancelled 10 of the stops shortly afterwards. The tour is now called This Is Me Live, The Greatest Hits. Yeah, I'd go to that quicker. If I know I'm going to get some of the greatest hits. Yeah. So she has a self-financed multimedia project, including an album, a film and behind-the-scenes documentary. So Victoria Beckham, she said she won't be joining the Spice Girls for a 30th anniversary reunion tour, despite Mel being saying there would be a full reunion. So she confirmed she would not be part of any of the shows or tours, but she would still like to celebrate with them in another way. She's now a fashion designer, as we know, and she said, "We do have a group chat and I do speak to the girls. It'd be lovely to do something to celebrate, maybe a dinner or lunch and reminisce, but I won't be going on tour." And a village in England is looking for experts on Harry Styles to lead tours of where he grew up. So more and more fans have been descending on Holmes Chapel in Cheshire to celebrate the musician. So his home village tour will visit a bakery where the star used to work and a restaurant he took Taylor Swift to. Which gives me a great business idea. We should do Niall Horan tours of Mullingar. Simple, isn't it? Make a fortune. Actually, I tell you what, I can almost visualise it right now.
Hello folks, welcome to Niall Horan Tours of Mullingar. If you look out the window there on your left now, that's where Niall used to buy hot chicken rolls in the deli. Just in there, there you go. If you look out your right hand side, that's the disco where he got his first shift. That's right over there. Take a picture of that now. We'll be gone past it now in a second. Does anybody need to go to the toilet? Are we okay for the toilet? Good. Right. If you look over my shoulder, you'll see where Niall Horan spent all his confirmation money on match attacks. Just over there. Yep. And up here on my right, it's where Niall Horan kicked his first point. That's right. From 4 yards out. So if the music thing doesn't work out, then he can still have a proper career as a good full forward.
Breakfast with Peter Dunn on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. And about this time, we have to play a little thing called Caffeine Kick. That's where we give you a brain teaser, which kind of wakes you up when you try and work it out. It's the equivalent of a big old cup of coffee. And you know something? This week, I encourage everybody to give this a bash. Everybody except Mick Ryan in Castle Pollard. Now, Mick is very good at these, but it's not because he's very good. It's because Mick suggested this. And I love when you suggest a caffeine kick. Mick said, "A woman has three sons each of which has a boiled egg for breakfast every day. She has two hens, which lay one egg each a day. Without buying, stealing, or borrowing an egg, she manages to give each son a boiled egg every morning. How does she do it? Have a think about that. So a woman has three sons, each of which has a boiled egg for breakfast every day. She's two hens, which lay one egg each day. Without buying, stealing, or borrowing an egg, she manages to give each son a boiled egg every morning. How does she do it? 083 3010 103. Give me your answer. Stick your name and location on that as well. Because remember, only the correct answers get on the honours list for Caffeine Kick. Will your name appear in the honours list? Will you get a shout out in a few minutes? 083 3010 103. When you're thinking about that, Lyra plays for you right now. Drink me up. Take my hand. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Noah Can. Stick Season in Midlands 103. Peter with you. Good morning. Welcome to 13 minutes past 8 on this Tuesday, the 2nd of April in the year 2024. Hope you had a brilliant Easter. Hope you enjoyed that long bank holiday weekend. Well, come on, how many? How many? Honestly now, how many Easter eggs have you eaten over the weekend? Come on now, honestly. I'll put my hands up, right? I ate one Easter egg. But I told you on Friday I was going to sit down and eat one entire Easter egg in one sitting. And I did it. I sat down with my big cup. Do you know we all have a big cup in the cupboard? I sat down with my big cup and I had a cup of tea. Huge cup of tea and a big Easter egg in front of me. And I devoured that Easter egg in one go. And you know when you get to the bottom of an Easter egg and it's like thicker than the other parts of the Easter egg? So I ate from the top down. And by the end of it, I regretted eating that Easter egg. Oh, I was full. I was as full as a bingo bus. But we're being told to enjoy our Easter eggs while we can because the prices are set to soar next year. So the price of cocoa and the main ingredient, which is the main ingredient of the chocolate eggs, has soared to unprecedented levels, more than doubling since the beginning of the year. So ordinary confectioneries such as chocolate bars, truffles, Easter bunnies, they're all set to get a lot more expensive next year. The prices are set to increase by the second half of the year. So enjoy them Easter eggs while you can. Or if you have a few of them still unopened, look at the date on the bottom of them. And it might even do till next year. You might be able to hold on to luck. By this time next year, you could be worth a fortune. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. 083 3010 103 when you want to text or WhatsApp or get in touch. You can get us online as well, midlands103.com. Where was the most unusual place you fell asleep? Have a think about that for me, because I'm going to ask Cameron Clark the exact same question.
Well, before Cameron Clark answered any question, are my headphones working today?
Go for it. Give it a bash.
I heard something pull there when I moved them.
Oh, no, that better not be your elbow. You'll be out for another 6 weeks.
Oh, good. I can hear.
Yay!
Wow, first time in 2 weeks. Well done, lovely. Peter. Well done.
Thank you.
Keeping your studio in check.
I'm professional, if nothing else.
You really are.
I really am. Yeah, among a few other things. Anyway, did you hear about this guy who fell asleep while getting a haircut? So he was in Australia and the barbers decided to put up a timestamp video of him. He fell asleep for 3 hours in the barber's chair. 3 hours, right?
Now, I'm not saying I've ever fallen asleep in a barber's chair, but I could see how someone could do it. It's a very relaxing experience.
It
if you get
is,
a good barber,
yeah.
And now maybe not so much with a razor, but if you're getting like a scissor cut,
mm-hmm.
you could imagine, you know, if you've had a long day, you'd imagine the comfort would take over at some stage.
True, yeah.
But it has to not be hot because those leather chairs get warm.
Mm, true, yeah.
You'd imagine if you fell asleep for 3 hours, they'd have a hard time getting them back off it. Probably to peel him.
He was happy. I'm just looking at the video here. He opens his eyes and he's a big smile on his face and he goes, what time is it?
Yeah, he just had a pleasant
three hour nap. There he is. He's still in his high vis.
Do you know how difficult it is to have a 3 hour nap?
Yeah, 3 hour nap. Goodness. Yeah. Where was the most unusual place you fell asleep? Or do I want to know even?
No, I wouldn't say mine is overly unusual, but it was embarrassing.
Oh, I love it. Go on.
Yeah, so
tell me more.
I used to work in a pub. So, you know, I was kind of used to working late nights, long hours, that sort of thing. And one day I decided I would take a nap while I was on my break because it was a particularly tough day and I was in college as well. So I was already a bit wrote off. And we used to have a function room upstairs. I was watching news all that often. And outside the function room was a very, very comfortable armchair. So like a lot of people go up there on the break and just sit down. It was that comfortable. It was like one of those couches you just melt into.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up anyway and, you know, had me food and went up and I said I'd shut the eyes for 25 minutes or whatever, set an alarm so I could go back to work and not use up all the time in my break. And when my alarm went off, there was a large group of people just walking by me, all staring at me as they walked. Obviously, had just seen me asleep in my work uniform.
Mm-hmm.
There was a party on.
All right.
In the function room, right across the hall from me. So all of these people had to walk by and watch who was supposed to be their bar staff asleep in the chair next to them.
Oh, goodness me.
And then I had to serve them for the whole night. And I had at least 15 people say, "Are you all right? I saw you were asleep on the chair there, out there." And I was like, "Oh, you know, just a long day. That's all. That's all." Like, "Are you sure?"
For the whole night then, I was
like, "Look, okay? Listen, I'm grand. I'm grand. Just order your drink and leave me alone." So that was very embarrassing.
I love your customer service skills. Order your drink and leave me alone. Fair play to you, Cameron. And you're still not working in the... Well, look, I'm not surprised. But anyway...
That's my choice.
Of course.
My choice,
everyone
I'd like to point out.
Yeah. I once fell asleep in an MRI machine.
What? How?
Have you ever had an MRI?
This is like a CT scan. Like
You're kind of on a little bed and it kind of moves you into this like big polo mint.
Yeah, first of all, it's an incredibly uncomfortable bed.
No, it's not.
Also, it's so loud.
No, they give you headphones.
Okay,
like, I didn't get kind of attenuators. Where
I had one only like 8 weeks ago and I didn't get headphones. I had to listen and watch this thing spin around my head.
But it'll make you dizzy. Close your eyes, relax. And all you can hear is the rumble and the vibrations. Like,
why is that relaxing?
I don't know.
That's not relaxing.
It is relaxing.
That's not relaxing.
It is.
You were just describing the experience of being on a plane.
No, you're lying down. You're relaxed. You can feel it's kind of rocking you to sleep. And the next thing I heard was, "Excuse me, Mr. Dunn, excuse me, Mr. Are you okay?" It's like, yeah, no, grand.
Are you sure you don't want to do another one?
Yeah, but do the other leg, will you, as well, just to be sure. But I would recommend that. It's an expensive sleep, however, but you know.
Yeah, there's also, you can't just like rock up and ask for one. I think you have some sort of a reason why you want a scan.
Yeah.
I would advise against that one.
No. If you want to go to sleep, close your eyes in the MRI. Have a good 25-minute nap. There you go.
They're not going to let you in for 25 minutes. It's like a 10-minute process at the absolute most.
Not if you're complicated like me, Cameron. Not if you're complicated like me.
Or just prone to falling asleep.
Or injured all the time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's complicated. It's just lazy.
Lazy. Get out of here, you. Open the door. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Haddow's Flowers, Midlands 103, in the home of the best music mix, your feel-good music. It is Peter Dunn with you. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Tuesday. Be awful confusing today, won't it? Be writing Monday on everything. No. We're already a day ahead of ourselves. 083 30 10 103. Let's see if we've any right answers to our caffeine kick. No! Nobody. Hold on for a second. Not one person has got it right yet, so I'll tell you what we have to do. Kill that music right there. We have to give this caffeine kick out again. Seriously. Have a think about this. Nobody has got this right. Mick Ryan and Castle Pollard, what have you done to us? This is Mick's suggestion, by the way. Mick said a woman has 3 sons, each of which have a boiled egg for breakfast every day. She has 2 hens which lay 1 egg each a day. So without buying, stealing or borrowing an egg, she manages to give her sons a boiled egg every morning. How does she do it? Okay, I have the answer in front of me. When you see the answer, it's very obvious. It's very simple. But what is it? Nobody's got it right yet. 083 30 10 103. Text me or WhatsApp me. Will it be the first time we'll get no name on the honours list? Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Midlands 103. Good morning, Peter with you. 21 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday morning. And our challenge continues. Can anybody go from couch to marathon in 18 weeks? Well, this week we're up to 16.
Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HearMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HearMed.ie.
So we're up to week 16 right now and get active with Midlands 103 with less than 2 weeks to go until we tackle the Manchester Marathon, or we try to tackle the Manchester Marathon. On the back of running 28 kilometres on Sunday, we took a rest on Monday. Tuesday was a bit of gym work. Wednesday was a swim. Thursday was back out on the roads again with a 10 kilometre run. Friday and Saturday were rest days. And then on Sunday, we took it easy and we went for a half marathon.
So it's Easter Sunday morning. And sure, nothing better to be doing of an Easter Sunday than running a half marathon, as we prepare to run this full marathon in, I can actually say it's less than 2 weeks technically, yeah, until we kick off. That's scary.
Yeah, it's less than 14 days now, Peter. Yeah. Actually, this time, 14 days time, we will be on the roads of Manchester, all for the good cause of Bardstown.
We've got to a point now where we got through the half marathon this morning. We're on our way down now. We're going to take it easier next week. We're going to take it easier during the week. And if we get through that, fingers crossed, we should be okay. But let's not get complacent and let's not think we're there already, because we still have 2 weeks worth of work to do before we get there, don't we?
Absolutely. So it'll all be about nutrition and hydration and all that kind of stuff, but we've all that kind of sorted with our long run, so you know what you're going to eat the day before, the day, the morning, the whole lot. Yeah. So we certainly know what we're going to eat after it.
Oh, and drink, absolutely.
A lot.
Of water to replenish.
Absolutely. So right, Peter's interviewed everybody and anybody in the last few weeks for the podcast, so it's time for me to interview him. So you're about to learn a bit about Peter Dunn. Right, Pete, you have a few quick-fire questions.
Oh, lovely.
Quick as you can. First job.
First job.
Yeah.
Packing shelves and Super Value.
Good stuff. Favourite food?
Duck.
Fair enough. Favourite month?
Favourite month? Probably August, because it's my birthday.
Same as that. We're not too far away, actually.
Yeah, true.
Your last holiday?
Was to Salou.
Nice. Your favourite Midlands 103 presenter, other than yourself?
It has to be Roy Jennings. Not because he's the boss, but, you know, because he's really cool at what he does.
Up here. That's fair enough. Your favourite dessert?
Toblerone cheesecake.
Nice. That's Wholesome Kitchen. Shout out to
Wholesome Kitchen. Oh, yeah, the nice desserts in the world.
Here's an odd one for you. Your favourite word in another language?
Oh, favourite word in another language. It's dedos de los pies.
What does that mean?
Your toes in Spanish. And the direct translation is fingers of the foot. It just always tickles me.
I love it. Your favourite music genre?
Old school hip hop from the 90s.
Nice. Dream job as a child?
Striker for Manchester United. Yeah. I'm still holding on to that dream, Christy.
You wouldn't mind the money.
Well, they're hiring dodgy strikers, so I could be in with a shot.
Any hidden talents?
I can wiggle my ears.
Nice.
Yeah, look, watch this.
It's true.
Yeah, there you go.
For people who can't see this, and none of you can see this, it's true.
It's confirmed.
And the last question, probably the hardest question you'll ever get asked in your life.
Oh, lovely.
Man United don't exist. Is it Liverpool or City?
Oh, I'd just take up golf.
I love it.
And we're doing all this in aid of Bardstown Children's Charity. We have just about a week and a half to go until we tackle the Manchester Marathon. And we're asking you to donate €10 or more to our iDonate page. And you can find that when you log on to Midlands103.com and click on Get Active. You can find our iDonate page pinned to the top of our socials. And remember, when you donate €10 or more, not only will you be helping an absolutely incredible cause, you will be entered into a draw to win a signed Manchester United jersey.
Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HearMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HearMed.ie.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose.
Thank you, New Cameron. So it's Wednesday. It's 25 to 9. And normally around this time, we like to educate the nation and the Midlands and around the world on Midlands103.com. We
teachers.
Do fantastic facts.
Teachers is what they call
we
us.
We are technically teachers, yeah. Cameron. We are educators.
We are.
Speaking of which, did you know that piranhas will only attack you if you mess with them or their eggs?
You know what I mean? So you leave the piranhas alone and they won't come near you.
I'm not going to be the one to test that theory.
I was going to suggest we do it if anybody had a piranha.
No, I'm going to suggest you do it.
No, I think... Well, maybe me, because you only have one functioning hand.
Yeah, I probably won't be able to get away. I don't know how fast piranhas swim. I imagine it's quick enough.
I was just thinking about dipping your hand into a tank or something.
Oh, I thought you were just going to get into like a little pond.
Nah, I think
you should do that. I should stand on the bank of the pond and record it.
No. You've only one hand. You can't record.
No, I can do it.
No, just to be sure, I'll do it, Cameron, yeah. Okay?
And before you move on to your next fact, I actually have a fantastic fact.
Go for it.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Once again, Peter Dunne has snagged my headphones under his desk.
Oh, have I? Hold on.
And I can't get them on my head.
You're right, I have. Hold on. Now, there you go.
Now I can't reach them.
Ridiculous. Do you want me to blow your nose for you as well?
Every week, Peter. Get your act together. My God, you've been doing this for as long as you have.
Some would say I do it on purpose, but no, I'm not that cynical.
Okay, whatever. They're not even plugged in, so it doesn't matter.
After all that, did you know the 8-hour workday was adopted so people could evenly divide 24 hours? You think about it, 8 hours labour, 8 hours recreation and 8 hours rest.
But that's not really how it goes, is it? Because you know you've got travel times and you know eating times,
living times.
Yeah, unless they count traveling to work as recreation. Yeah. I don't, but no.
And I wish I got 8 hours sleep. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
No. Come here. You're a big fan of The Lion King, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
Do you know Disney initially wanted ABBA to do the soundtrack for The Lion King?
That would have been fantastic. However, I like The Lion King soundtrack.
Well, Elton John didn't do a bad old job. Yeah, in fairness to him.
It suits it. Mm. You know, I'd like to see ABBA try it. Mm. Maybe like as a, I don't know, whatever anniversary we've got in The Lion King coming up, can we get some more?
Do you have your wallet on you? Because it'll cost you for ABBA.
Oh, I'm not doing it. Disney should do it. I'm giving Disney free ideas. If anything, they should be paying me.
Did you know Canadians say sorry so often that the country had to pass an apology act back in 2009, stating that the use of the word didn't count as admission of guilt?
Oh,
why don't we have
one? We should have that here.
We really need that. Seriously.
Yeah, here's another fantastic fact. The first time I went over to the UK, I got a big shock when I found out that people don't really do that over there.
They don't say sorry.
No, I had people bump into me in like the supermarket and all and just walk on. And I was like, no sorry, really?
Mm. Not if even somebody, that. It's like, oh, sorry, can you just, or sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, like if you get a second.
If somebody even almost bumped into you in Ireland, you'd get a sorry. Even if they didn't affect your life in any way, but they nearly bumped into you. David's, I'm so sorry.
It's normally two people at the same time saying sorry. You know,
I'm so sorry. I almost changed your life just a little bit.
Why did we not pass that?
Go to another country, they'll shove you on the ground and walk right by.
No, sorry,
get out of my way.
Let's give you one more.
I've got cauliflower to pick up.
Researchers have found that cats will mirror some of their owner's personality traits. So, you know, particularly when it comes to openness and emotional stability.
Mm. So, when they say that cats are, you know what, unpleasant, not the word, but it means the same thing. Is that because their owners are unpleasant?
I'm just wondering, do I have a neighbour who's willing to sit on my windowsill and look for food off me? Just like the cat that comes to my house.
You must do.
That'd be weird.
You know what we should do?
Tommy's out the back. He's looking for milk again.
He couldn't fit on the windowsills. He's just sitting on the ground.
It's just open the window. Shoot, Tommy, shoot.
What you should do is an experiment. I don't know what food cats won't eat that humans will, but you need to find it and put that out on like your window, but leave it open just a little bit so the smell, you know, wafts out. And see which one of your neighbours comes and starts floating towards it like they do in cartoons when they start smelling something
just to
nice.
Get a chicken curry.
Yeah,
chicken curry
yeah.
For Tommy.
Yeah, something really hot that like a cat, you know, wouldn't be able to consume. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that instead of the piranha thing. What do you
think? I think we should do both.
Okay.
Because realistically, you could get like a Ring doorbell and do that one with the neighbour. Mm,
yeah.
Ring doorbell can't do that with the piranha. You need somebody there to record it. And I vote myself. And I vote that you need to jump in a pond, full body, with the piranhas. They might not be threatened by your hand, Peter. It's all I'm saying.
I think Cameron's losing it. I think he's lost it.
I think you're trying to weasel your way out of this experiment.
I think Cameron has just
lost it. You are supposed to be dedicated to education on a Wednesday. I'm not seeing any dedication here.
Sorry, Cameron, there's a song playing. I'll chat to you later.
Outrageous.
Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103.
Justin Timberlake, Midlands 103. Peter Dunne with you. Good morning. So couples argue, don't they? Most couples do. I worry about couples that don't argue, to be honest with you. But what is the biggest cause of rows between couples? Well, a new survey has revealed that leaving the lights on is the biggest argument couples will have, along with how high or low the heating should be. It's freezing. Are you cold? No, I'm roasting. No, I think it's cold. One in five of us have had an argument over lights and radiators, compared to just one in ten of us who get twitchy when electrical items are not unplugged when not being used. I don't know, you know, are you better off to unplug them or just turn the little switch off on the socket? Is that okay? Leaving windows and doors wide open when it's cold outside, yeah, that causes an argument. In our house, if you leave the front door and the back door open, it just creates this massive vacuum. And the kitchen door just goes bang. Rattles the place. But newlyweds are more likely to bicker over household chores like changing the sheets and washing up, more than those who've been married for more than 21 years. And almost half of those who live together for 12 months or less row about whose job it is to replace the toilet roll. And another one is, when you replace the toilet roll, you know, does the little fold of the tissue, should it be at the front or should it be at the back? In conclusion with this survey, we have very little to worry about, don't we?
Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights.
Pink, Midlands 103. Time now is 7:45 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. Peter with you. So my goodness, we had our caffeine kick there a few minutes ago, and a lot of people got this wrong. This was suggested by Mick Ryan in Castle Pollard. Thanks, Mick, for stumping the lot of us. He said a woman has three sons, each of which has a boiled egg for breakfast every day. She has two hens which lay one egg each a day. Without buying, stealing or borrowing the egg, she manages to give each son a boiled egg every morning. How does she do it? Well, Mary Gorman and Abby Leakes got it right. Well done, Mary. You're the first person in with that. William McLean and Rathdowney got it. Well done, William. And John Farland, Collinstown. John is brilliant at these, by the way. Only three people got it right. Everyone else, I'm really sorry, you got it wrong. The answer was, she has a duck that also lays an egg every day. So she's two hens that lay an egg each day to feed two of the lads, and then one is a duck that lays an egg. It's so simple. When you hear about it, you go, oh, for goodness sake. Because I tried it myself and I couldn't figure it out, and then I seen the answer that Mick sent on and went, ah, right, okay.